I'm not sure. I think it's where the thing that you can open up and let the ashes drop out. Am I right?
It differs with some people.
Or is it a place for ventilation?
For some people, it's equivalent to the chimney.
I'm
it
just
would be for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Equivalent to a chimney.
Mm-hmm.
A damper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what all these things are for.
Okay. What about that thing right there?
A mantle.
Yeah. You know, the black stuff that accumulates inside a fireplace? What would you call that?
Soot.
And there the wood has burned a long time, you'll get this stuff accumulating.
Ashes?
Yeah. Okay, this is just a phrase for pronunciation, but if the ashes were gray, you would call them gray ashes.
Mm-hmm.
If they're white, you would call them...
white ash?
Okay.
I've never differentiated.
Okay, it was just a pronunciation
okay.
problem. Do you have a name for those things inside the fireplace that you put the wood across?
Fire dogs.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard that word?
Irons.
Mm-hmm. And irons, is that so you might call them?
And irons. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for the big piece of wood that burns a long time?
No.
Okay, how would you refer to it if you were talking about it? You've got to put a what on the fireplace.
I'm not even sure. We haven't been using that fireplace
mm-hmm.
for maybe 2 or 3 years. It has been here, you know,
mm-hmm.
since I've lived here 16 years
mm-hmm.
and didn't even use the fireplace until a couple of years ago.
Okay.
My grandparents had fireplaces, and I grew up around a fireplace,
mm-hmm.
but I've never heard the big piece of wood
mm-hmm.
that's used.
Okay.
I know it's put in the back,
mm-hmm.
and I know how to stack the wood in a fireplace, but I don't know the name.
That's fair enough.
For that piece of wood.
Okay, just for pronunciation, how would you say L-O-G?
Log.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard back log or back sticks?
I don't think I have.
Okay, do you have a name for the wood that you would use to start the fire? You know,
kindling.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with lighter or fat lighter? Light wood?
No.
Any of those names?
I've just heard it called kindling. That's what my grandparents called it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me about some of the typical things that you think about being in the person's living room.
A sofa and or couch,
mm-hmm.
Coffee table, television. Let's see, carpeting, lamps, and tables.
Mm-hmm.
Furniture. Is that what you're talking about?
Sure.
Just furniture.
What are you sitting on?
Chair.
Would you call that any specific kind?
I would call it a rocker, a rocking chair.
What about that?
I just call it a chair. Maybe an overstuffed chair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. What about some typical things that you would find in a bedroom?
The bed and dresser and chest of drawers and end table or night table, nightstand, dressing table.
What's the difference between a dresser and a chest of drawers?
Okay, a dresser has a mirror over it and it's lower than a chest of drawers. A chest of drawers I think of as being around 4 feet high, somewhere in that area, with just drawers for storing clothing.
Mm-hmm.
The dresser I think of as being used for putting on makeup, you know, with a mirror over it.
Yeah. What about a place where you hang your clothes?
The closet. Are
you familiar with a piece of furniture, freestanding furniture that was all hanging space?
Uh-huh. Well, I've heard it called, and I don't know, this is what my grandparents called something like that, chiffero.
Mm-hmm.